I'm going to share with you a scripture now that most of us have heard before. But when I read it, I want you to take it as a command rather than as a pleasant suggestion, or rather than accepting it as a little something that would appear on a Hallmark greeting card. I want you to hear this as a command. Paul's writing in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. He begins by saying, be anxious for nothing. Some of us think, oh, that would be good if I could do that. But here it is, a command. The Lord is speaking to you His will for your life. It's a command. Stand up, He say. Be anxious for nothing. We need to seize God's word and not let anything else in. God is commanding us to be anxious for nothing. What does that mean? When we begin to get anxious, we need to come against it realizing it's a sin. We need to come against it with fire, with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. We need to not give it place. We need to war against it. We need to bring every thought captive that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Is God's will for you to be anxious? No. God's will for you and I, beloved, is to be at peace. And when you and I war to be at peace because we love Him and because we don't want to let the enemy defeat us because we love Him. Think about this. We don't want to be anxious because if we allow ourselves to be anxious, basically, Satan can laugh at God, right? Look at what I'm doing to your child. You look how I've overwhelmed your child. Look how I've overcome your child. Look, they're not in faith. They're not really trusting you. They're not really believing in you. They're not walking in fellowship with you. Look what I've done to them. I've made them so anxious. Look, they're all like this. And when we're anxious, we're not in fellowship with God, right? We can't be conscious of God's love and goodness and presence and the gift of Himself when we're all anxious. So let's recognize when we're anxious that it's not something that we can just passively receive. Instead, we have to put up a standard of righteousness in our soul and remind ourselves that God said, be anxious for nothing. Let's make a conscious decision, beloved, to stand in the Lord as a rod of iron and reject anxiety.